This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day at 8:06. It's going to be a big race day weekend. Now, let me tell you what we've got. Thanks to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service here at Government and Butler in Mobile. Dustin Long standing by with NBC Sports, and he is live in Pocono. Lots of news with Michael Waltrip Racing. Questions arise as half-owner Rob Kaufman is buying into another race team. We'll learn about that. Aaron's hasn't said they're going to return. And Kyle Busch wins a pole at Pocono. NASCAR is also new merchandise tents open this weekend. A little bit different how they're doing that. We'll talk to Dustin with that in a little bit. Tim Bryant also standing by from Five Flags Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. Today by 3 p.m. is your last chance to save your seats from last year's Snowball Derby for this year's race. The next race doubleheader going to have the Modified to Mayhem Tour coming to Five Flags Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. Both nights, it's fan appreciation night. Just $5 to get in. Friday night, you'll also see the Demolition Derby at Five Flags Speedway. Saturday, double features for the Pro Truck Sportsmen and Bombers. Ray Martin with Sunny South Raceway. He's already busy getting the track ready for their big race. Gates open at 4 o'clock tonight in Grand Bay, and we'll go through the entire schedule there. And then another race, big one now, NASCAR Ron stands by with Flemington Speedway. They're preparing for one of the biggest races of the year, the 6th annual Jared Johns Memorial Derby. From the mini sprints to the street stocks, we'll have the rundown of everything going on. So lots of racing to start this weekend at Mobile International Speedway and Five Flags Speedway. They have the weekend off, but obviously NASCAR at a couple tracks this weekend. And we start off with Dustin Long out in the pits and all the goodies. You can hear the race ambiance. Dustin, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good morning from Pocono Raceway. As you can hear, cars on the track right now for the start of the first of two practices this morning. They got on at the top of the hour so far. It's looking good for the Gibbs cars. Carl Edwards is the fastest early in practice. Denny Hamlin is second. And then you had Matt Kenseth was fifth. So you have three of the Joe Gibbs Racing cars in the top five here right at the start. And this is after Joe Gibbs Racing won the pole for Sunday's race yesterday with Kyle Busch starting on the pole. The third consecutive race that Joe Gibbs Racing will have a car start on the pole after Carl Edwards won the pole the last two races.
Well, you know, it's been amazing to see how Kyle Busch has come back. And, I mean, even if you're not a Busch fan, you got to root for him, because how many points is he out from being 30th? He's getting closer.
Yeah, he's 23 points out of 30th place, and obviously that's the key for him to become chase eligible.
Yeah.
And what we've got is, I was still watching some of the cars, I saw Jamie McMurray kind of smoke the tires as he was coming down pit road. So, but Kyle Busch is 23 points down out of the top 30, the 30th place spot in the points, and that's important because he needs to be in the top 13 points by the time after the Richmond race in September to be chase eligible. He's already got the victory. He just needs to get into that top 30 spot. And, you know, the expectation is he's well on his way. 23 points should be a big issue. But obviously, if something were to happen, I mean, think about last weekend at Indianapolis, while Kyle Busch won, Jeff Gordon was involved in an accident. And, you know, he hit the wall trying to avoid an accident in front of him. Now, something like that happened to Kyle Busch, and he finishes 42nd like Jeff Gordon did last week, then that just makes the hill a little bit higher to climb. But right now, what Kyle Busch is doing, only two other drivers in the last 20 years have won at least three consecutive races, and that's Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon. So he's certainly in rarefied air right now. And think about it, in the three races he's won, have been in three different aero packages. He won in Kentucky with the low downforce package, New Hampshire with this year's package, and Indianapolis with the high drag tactic. So he, that Joe Gibbs Racing team at Toyota, have really been able to put it together here the last few weeks.
Well, you know, you mentioned Jeff Gordon, and he was quoted this week saying he still has absolutely no plans to race Sprint Cup after 2015. This is still his final race year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he said that, you know, when he gets out of the car at Homestead, that's going to be it for a Sprint Cup. I mean, he does hint that, you know, if he ever came back, it would be something like a Martinsville. But, you know, he says, look, for me to come back, it would take away the effort of another team. So I'm not sure if that's in the best interest for him and for that team, most likely be Hendrick Motorsport. So, you know, don't expect that. What I would say is that I would be surprised to see Jeff Gordon in a race car at some point down the road, and it wouldn't be in something like a road racing car. I'm sure if he ever got the opportunity to do the 24 Hours of Le Mans, he would jump on that, or if he got a chance to do some other road racing, that would be something that he would consider in one of those, you know, like prototype cars or something like that. That'd be a little different that you know, he really hasn't had the opportunity to drive too often in his career.
Well, one thing we're used to seeing at the NASCAR tracks are the merchandise trailers that all the race teams brought, and that's changed at Pocono this week as they kick off their brand new, I guess, approach to team merchandising. How have the fans reacted to that?
Well, I mean, it's basically a superstore now, and then you know, for the most part, all the haulers are gone. Now, you still, if you're a fan of the Team Penske drivers, they still have haulers, and they will through the rest of this year. And then their product and their items will be in the superstore next year. And now there will be some places where there will be some haulers, and that'll be like essentially satellite haulers that will have various driver stuff in it. But the essence is they're creating this football field sized superstore with all sorts of different driver merchandise, more hats, T-shirts, all sorts of knickknacks, and having it one central location. So. Here at Pocono Raceway, they have it behind the front stretch grandstand, kind of in the middle section, an area that's easy for a lot of people to reach. And so, I was out there yesterday for the grand opening, and there were a number of fans waiting for it to open and go in and take a look at it. And one of the things they talk about is that there's a lot of pieces there that are movable. They can change as they go from track to track. If one driver is his home track, it's more popular, they can move his display and put it out front and kind of display that driver more prominently. And then the next week, if it's not their hometown track or not as big of a seller at that particular track, they kind of get put back further in the store.
We're talking with Dustin Long with NBC Sports. The website is nascartalk.nbcsports.com. Just launched it this year. NBC now with a 10-year deal with NASCAR. And so far, so good. Now, another news, and I know you've got to go because you do have some interviews coming up for yourself. Michael Waltrip Racing again. Talk a little bit about what we've learned as questions have rise. Part owner or co-owner Rob Kaufman buying into Chip Ganassi Racing. Chip Ganassi runs Chevys.
Well, I mean, all we know right now is what they've stated and issued in statements, and that is Rob Kaufman, co-owner of Michael Waltrip Racing, has agreed to purchase an interest in Chip Ganassi Racing. And that would be for next season. So everything this season is the same. Nothing changes. You know, it's Michael Waltrip Racing competing against Chip Ganassi Racing and all the other teams, and Rob Kaufman not involved in the decision-making process for things that are happening this season at Chip Ganassi Racing.
Right.
Beyond that, there are a lot of questions. And you know, Clint Boyer talked to the media briefly and said, look, there's a lot of issues out there, a lot of things that have to get worked through. We don't know them all. And he says, look, my focus is on trying to get into the chase and trying to win races and trying to have the most success for my team this year. Now, I know there was a Sports Business Daily report stating that along with Kaufman moving over, you know, Kaufman, with his agreeing to purchase an interest in Chip Ganassi Racing, the report stated that the Boyer's number 15 team and the sponsor and him would move over to that organization. Nobody has said anything on that. That's just a report. So there's a lot of questions at this point, and we'll just kind of see where it goes from here. Waltrip's not been talking to the media here this weekend, and I think Rob Kaufman's supposed to be in either today or tomorrow, and we'll see if he has anything to say. He didn't have anything to say last weekend, and he's typically one that doesn't say a whole lot, so I'm not sure if he'll say much more beyond what's been issued in the statement this week as of right now.
A couple, two more things really quick. That's some pretty big news. Kenny Wallace is going to make his final start in Sprint Cup, or actually in competition for NASCAR, he says, this weekend in Iowa. And just seeing now on your website, Matt Crafton making his 350th career truck start at Pocono today's race. And he says, it's going to be too short. He loves that track.
Yeah, it's a 60 lap race, and so it's if they don't have any caution, it's basically like a sprint race.
Yeah.
And so if you have a mistake, that's pretty much going to, if something bizarre happens afterwards, that may cost you the race right there. So Matt would like to see it. He says, "Hey, let us run 100 laps. Let us be able to go out and play more." So.
Yeah.
We'll see if that happens down the road. As you say, Kenny Walz making his final NASCAR start. I believe it's his 904th career NASCAR start in all the top series. And making that the Xfinity race at Iowa Speedway tonight. And he's in one of the Joe Gibbs race cars. So you know how good those cars are. So it's an opportunity to go out in a blaze of glory for Kenny Walz tonight in the Xfinity race. And you watch that on NBCSN tonight, and you watch Sunday's Spring Cup race here for Pocono Raceway on NBCSN as well.
Well, Dustin, how do we keep track of you at the websites and also, obviously, Twitter? Because you're always on the road. You always do such a great job, and we appreciate the time you do. You sneak in for us on the show.
Yeah, well, it's NASCAR Talk at NBCSports.com, and you can find me on Twitter at Dustin Long. I'm all over the internet in various locations and places. So always running around keeping busy. But let me give you an update here on practice. It's still Carl Edwards 1, Matt Kenseth 2, Denny Hamlin 3, 4 is Kurt Busch, 5 is Ryan Newman. So that's the way practice stands here, and the practice will go to about the top of the hour. They'll end a few minutes before then. This is the first of two practice sessions. They'll have a second practice session later this morning before this afternoon's truck race here at Pocono Raceway.
And today, and your pick for the race Sunday?
I'm picking the winner.
Oh, dude. Me too. Boy, that was politically correct. Well done. Dustin, we appreciate you coming on the show as always, and have fun at the race this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Dustin Long again with NBC Sports always does such a great job, and we appreciate his time. Still to come, talking with Sunny South Raceway, Flemington Speedway, with one of the biggest races of the year, the 6th annual Jared Johns Memorial Derby. He's going to have a lot of cars there, that's for sure. And Tim Ryan coming up next with Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. What a huge weekend of racing coming up next week. We'll learn about it next. Hang on. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and always brought to you by great sponsors, including Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service in Mobile. There's something that just is so awesome. I want to start off on this particular segment right before we get Tim Bryant on. This is major news for a friend of ours.
I'm Johanna Long. Come watch me race this weekend in the 97 car in the U.S. Cellular 250 at Iowa Speedway. To know more about this, like and follow Obica Racing on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Obica Racing. Now, if you look it up, it's spelled O-B-A-I-K-A Racing. And we bring in Tim Bryant. And, Tim, we were just talking off the air that how huge is this for Johanna Long? It's the first African-American-owned race team out of Africa that she's racing for. And Peyton Sellers, I should say, was the driver. She's now taking over the reins of the vehicle. And I've already got a picture up from her in tech this morning. She's ready to go.
Well, I tell you what, we're glad to hear it for Joe. She's been, kind of keeping the rust off, running a little bit of short track racing in and around the Gulf Coast area, so it's always good to have her there. But, back in the Xfinity Series, and we hope good things for her. Don't know a whole lot about that race team, but she's there, she's making laps. It's probably going to generate a little PR for her, and maybe some sponsorship will come with it, and that team can make its mark.
Again, Obica Racing, look them up. It's O-B-A-I-K-A Racing, Obica Racing. Well, let's talk about what we've got next weekend. This is always, you've done it again. I can't wait for next weekend. Friday night at Five Flags Speedway, going to be a huge show, a doubleheader with the Modifieds and Mayhem Series, but you've got the Demolition Derby and $5 at both tracks.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe that our season's already winding down. And, of course, you know, we're right on the verge of school starting, and we know people are out buying school supplies and stuff. So it's a great opportunity for us to say thank you to our race fans with a reduced admission price and give them something special in return for that $5 admission ticket on Friday night. The Modifieds of Mayhem, as you mentioned, second visit and second and final visit of the Open Wheel Modifieds. We've got, you know, some great racing going on there. Between Donnie Hamrick and Ryan Redmond and Ryan Paul, and you know the list goes on with Billy Melvin, Jeff Letson, and so forth. You know, good field of cars expected for that. We'll be doing our Superstocks division, the Faith Chapel Superstocks, the Beefo Brady Sportsman, the Buffalo U Full of Bombers, and end it all with our annual Demolition Derby as a big ahead of MIS.
Your phone's cutting out a little bit. You need to stick your arm straight up in the air again. Hey, yeah, Tim, you know, you mentioned the Modified Mayhem Series. This was done to try to help with the car count of the Modifieds and help with other car or tracks, I should say, including Montgomery. How do you feel that this particular class is done? I think it's been the right thing to do for the Mayhem or for the Modifieds because we've seen bigger car counts and some pretty darn good racing. It's like what it used to be.
Yeah, we've saw some excellent racing, and we expect probably 16 to 20 cars down for the weekend. We're actually going to have some that haven't been before, because they're going to get two nights of racing in. A couple of Texas guys, a couple of guys from South Florida be here next weekend. So expecting a good field of cars, and overall, I think it's been a good thing for the Modified.
How are the points been this year? Let's talk with the sportsman here real quick as I pull him up. Shayna Artie's your leader. Jim Pokrad, who's had a great year, only 30 points behind him. And Brandon Fowler, who shows up when he can, is in third.
Well, you know, Shayna Artie's a defending champion, and although he hasn't won that much, I think he's won maybe two features this year, but he's been steady. And, you know, steady is what it takes when it comes to points racing. So, Jim Pokran, who won his first feature earlier in the year in dramatic fashion, is still in the game. So, we're paying pretty close attention to those.
You see the Bombers. There's Mobile's Gino Denmark and John Kevin Merritt having the best year I think I remember him running so far. Second, 73 points. Robert Balcom only 7 points behind in third.
Yeah, John Kevin Merritt and Robert Balcom have had some real heated battles, to say the least, between them there. So that battle for second is really going to be intense. And, Gino Denmark's kind of following suit to his teammate B.J. Latham, who was so dominant last year. But those guys, when they come in the gate, they've got a big target on their back. There's a lot of guys that want to beat them.
Well, you talk about double features, and this is going to be a lot of fun for the MIS drivers the next night, Saturday. Once again, $5 admission, and this is always a lot of fun for the drivers. We love it when we get to take the kids around, and even some of the adults around the track, but also Fan Appreciation Night. We line up every car that's out there right on the track, and they get to get up close and personal with them. They, you know, and they, even the smaller kids who might be afraid of the motors and stuff, they get to sit in them and all that stuff. That's a big, big, big thing to do for the fans.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I mean, as soon as our driver's meeting concludes, where we usually put the first race on the grid to play the national anthem, we'll have every car in the pit area up on the track. And when we give the command to start the engines, you know, we're expecting, 50-something cars to fire off all at the same time. And, we'll run the first round of features for the pro trucks. Their first feature will be 15 laps. Okay. And then we'll do the same thing for the sportsman. The first bomber feature will be 12 laps. Okay. And then we'll run the 50-lap modified race. And then come back with the inverted starts on the second round of features, which will be 20, 20, and 15. Wow. In terms of distance. So we're really looking forward to it, looking forward to greeting all the fans on the front stretch, and the $5 admission night should bring them out.
Well, there's some pretty close point battles also at Mobile, so this could do some shakeups with double points, right?
Well, you know what? This is the way we're really looking back on it. Really like to do a double points night because, in the past when we've had a race that paid double points, and that is all for good purpose, but, it can really destroy a guy, as he's winding down his season and getting towards the end, and at the same time, it could pick somebody up. But in this case, if somebody has a little bad luck in the first feature, they can redeem themselves in a second feature and still salvage something points-wise out of the nine.
One of the biggest races of the year coming up at the end of August. There's only just a few more races. Like you said, it's hard to believe. What, three left? Wow. But August 22nd, the Lee Fields Memorial Super Late Model Miller Lite Race. This is usually the biggest crowd we see with ARCA race there also. But this has become its own an own version of its own Snowball Derby. Smaller version of it, but so important to win that belt.
This year, of course, switching over from the pro late models to the super late models. It's part of the Southern Super Series, 150-lap event, a standalone event for the Supers. We'll have a practice on Friday night for all the divisions. And by the way, when I say all, there's going to be lots of divisions racing as part of the Lee Fields Memorial. So it'll be a pit full of cars, a special night on Friday night. We'll have our pit party like we always have at the conclusion of practice on Friday night, and then come back with just a lot of racing on Saturday night, and it's just gonna be an awesome. And by the way, it's not the battle for the belt; it's the battle for the belt. Our good friends down at Camellia Trophy are already working on the belts for all the division winners.
That's awesome, and you hear that again, drivers. All divisions, including for the first time ever at the racetrack, the Southern Vintage Racing Association. What a race to bring these guys and ourselves. We'll have, I guess, both number fives over there for the show, and it's going to be exciting. And I've talked to some of the drivers, and Tim, they say that's a big track. They don't know. We're kind of scared. I said, you can't be scared, boys. Are you kidding me?
It'll be the brickyard for the vintage cars.
Yeah.
It'll become MIS, no doubt about it. But I've talked to a lot of them, and they're excited. So it'll be the first ever visit. So we'll also, to an already interesting evening, if you're going to add a little more.
You know, one more thing, and we'll let you go. We have had a struggle like we did with the modifieds, but with the super stocks this year as far as car counts. And a lot of the tracks in the area have had car count issues. It just seems like a lot of cars are not coming out for whatever reasons. My question to you, is there something that we could do, or have you guys thought of at the end of this season maybe trying to do something like you do with the modifieds and have a traveling series for the super stocks?
Certainly, we have talked about that, and we made some rules amendments in mid-season to try to salvage our super stock division.
Sure.
We certainly don't want to leave those guys hanging out to dry, but almost feel the need to apologize to our race fans for what happened last Saturday night when we had a three-car feature. That's certainly not what our fans deserve. So, we're looking at some different things. We do know of a few super stock cars that are under construction, so we're not just willing to pull the plug on that division at this point. So we're looking at some options, and one of those certainly is what we've done with the modified division, where we can run those guys on nights of their own, so to speak, and run the extra distance races with extra money and try to draw some more cars.
Well, Tim, you always do such a great job now juggling not one but two tracks. And as we're getting closer to the end of the year, today, 3 o'clock, this is your last chance to get the same seats you had for the Snowball Derby, right?
Yeah, we're en route to the office this morning. My wife, Pat, of course, and Sherry Speranza will be in there. They've worked hard along with Mary and Blaine this week. The phone's been ringing, and people may have been making personal visits to secure their seats. It's just been awesome, the support that fans have shown for that event. Our ticket sales are, ticket renewals are actually way ahead of where we were a year ago.
Awesome.
The entry blanks are piled up on Pat's desk already. We'll be getting on that. Probably early September, we'll be posting a list of car entries. The snowball is coming faster sometimes than I think we're ready for it, but at the same time, we can't wait.
Well, Tim, it's always a lot of excitement at both tracks. We appreciate you and your family for what you do for all the racers out here. Without you guys, we wouldn't be racing. So thank you from a racer, an owner, and an employee.
Right back to you. I mean, it's a team effort. It takes everybody from racers to fans to track officials to our friends in the media to make it all work as well as it does. And certainly, our industry needs some improvement, but we're just going to keep digging and try to make it better.
There you go. Tim Bryant with Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. Again, doing a great job with everything he does on the asphalt side. Well, we're talking with Ray Martin next from Sunny South Raceway. Big racing tonight. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always brought to you by great sponsors, including Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Ed Service there at Government and Butler Streets. Again, whether you've got a bomber or a late model or vintage car, he can find the speed. Give Dewey a call at 666-2187. That was awesome to be able to take our very first place trophy that I've won personally at Mobile International Speedway to him, and he kind of dug that, so that's cool to do that with the sponsors. Thank you to Dustin Long with NBC Sports again. He gave us all the scoop on Michael Waltrip Racing. Again, also Kyle Busch on the pole, and the new merchandise tents are up and running. What a great weekend of racing coming up at Five Flags Speedway and Mobile International Speedway this weekend, or I'm sorry, next weekend. Thank you, Tim Bryant. And standing by right after Ray here with Sunny South Raceway, we've got NASCAR on with Flemington Speedway. They're preparing for, again, one of their biggest races of the year. It's the 6th annual Jared Johns Memorial Derby. They'll have all their classic cars out there, and this is a special night, and all the drivers really try to make it out there, so we'll talk about it soon. Great night tonight. Also, if you go to sunnysouthraceway.org, this is the little bull ring. It's our own private Bristol in our backyard, I call it. Ray Martin is online with us, and Ray, first of all, good morning. I know you're multitasking today, so we appreciate you coming on the show. Getting ready for tonight's race. It's going to be a big night. You've got all the divisions. You got the Power Wheels, and again, your new website is incredible. Now you can actually log on to the website again at sunnysouthraceway.org and get live timing updates. That is awesome.
Yes. Good morning to you too, Kane.
Tell us a little bit about what you got going on this weekend. Obviously, you had the weekend off. Last race was Fan Appreciation Night, which was huge. But tonight, it all starts again.
Yes, sir. When the sun goes down, we're going to heat it up over there in Sunny South Raceway. We're going to have our legend classes, our junior ones, the pro challenge, mini stocks, pro challenges, bicycles, power wheels, and everything. We're going to get it all going on right around 8 o'clock for the racing starts. 7 o'clock is qualifying.
And the thing is, with the heat of the track, obviously, you guys, you give a couple hours. Practice starts at 5, qualifying at 7. And that's great because that really gives an opportunity for these drivers to dial in their cards. Last time we saw the races, I think we talked last weekend, 4 red flags in the Legends class. What are we expecting tonight? Are there still some hurt feelings and bent bumpers?
No, we don't have no hurt feelings out there. We're kind of like the UFC, even the ones that finish in the 6th or 7th place to win it out there. You don't want to mess with anything. You got to be on top of your game to be out there in that legend class.
You really do, because you guys have huge car counts, and it's really the only track in the area, in the tri-state area and beyond. I mean, you've got drivers coming from Atlanta, from the Carolinas, and also all the way from Texas to come run on your track.
Correct. We got them in Louisiana, the Dubitons from Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida. We got them all coming. I mean, we're about the only ones close by, really, to run the legend class.
And again, this is also a national class with IMEX points.
Correct. We are a national sanctioned class in IMEX for Bandoleros and legend cars, and that's about.
Well, in the Bandoleros, you guys have had a pretty large class this year.
Yeah, so we got some hot shoes out there. We got a couple new guys out there, Mr. Boykin and Caleb Sanford. They're sure enough showing the way around that track.
Well, I know Sandy Sanford's a proud papa, been working on that car for a while, and I think that boy's going to be the next, like you said, hot shoe coming out. And that's what I like about Sunny South Raceway, because you're starting off. You're really training tomorrow's racers today. That's what I always say. You've got the kids 12 and under are always free. No alcohol to track. It's very family friendly. The fans can sit there in the stands and let the kids run around and not have to worry about anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. In intermission tonight, we're going to have the drivers come out in the stands and talk a little bit about the racing. It's going to get to know some of the fans out in the crowd.
Oh, and that's cool. And the crowds really are growing this year. And, a big part of that has been Wayne Okresic, who's purchased the track and done so much more, including, and I can't believe this, they built, if you haven't seen it, again, go to sunnysouthraceway.org. Look at the dirt track they built on the inside of this track. And Ray, we were just talking off the air beforehand, said it really doesn't look all that big, but once you get on there and walk the track, it's huge.
Oh, yes. You get out on that thing, it gets a you'll break a sweat walking around that thing.
And it opens next Saturday, so we're finally here. You guys are going to have dirt track go-kart racing on the infield, and this has been a long time coming. You've done it right. You've got the underground sprinkler systems. You've got it just built up ready, and it looks like a smooth surface.
Yes, sir. It's smooth. It's ready to rock and roll. We're going to have that open practice next Saturday starting at 5 o'clock. And get a good old test and tune in, make sure everything looks good, and then we'll put up a schedule on what we're going to race.
Yeah, now I can't bring my vintage out there for that, right? These go-karts only.
We'll let you bring it out there just for looks.
Yeah, that's right. Well, hey, Ray, I appreciate you taking time this morning again to come back on the show. Again, gates open at 4. You'll see the Pro Challenge, the Senior Champs, those adult go-karts around Sunny South Raceway. Now, they'll probably do some dirt racing as well, but different setups. These guys, they bump draft like Daytona and Talladega. And if you've never seen these guys race, these are the fastest cars you got out there, isn't they?
Yes. Go-karts are definitely just as quick as the cars. Them guys get up and goes.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, practice at 5, qualifying at 7, and the website, which is amazing, sunnysouthraceway.org. Ray Martin, call the shots and have fun tonight, and we always appreciate you being a big part of the show.
Thanks a lot. You have a safe weekend.
Oh, absolutely, and you guys do too at Sunny South Raceway. So before we head on, and we've got another big race coming up at Flemington Speedway, I want to just mention that Kane Motorsports taking the weekend off. The vintage is ready to go. Actually, I found a leak that we're fixing, and we're getting some new fuel lines on it. That's why we will not be racing at Flemington Speedway, but we'll be sitting in the stands and, again, just cheering on our friends and all the classes. But thank you to McDonald's. They're also a huge part. We have a lifetime contract with them for what we're doing, and, of course, they're a huge part with Kane Warrior Kids. We want to thank Pull Apart as well, where last weekend we were there right before the races, and that was really exciting to be there doing our fan appreciation day for them at the lot. Matt Jackson and I had the cars on display. Met some great folks out there. Pitts and Sutton Towing and Recovery at 888 BTO. These guys are on the car again, helping us out with both vehicles, or actually all three vehicles. BAA Motorsports helps with our safety. Again, Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service gives us a horsepower. It's been great. Thank you to D&T Automotive. Now, that's a Crockers over there in Citronelle. If you've got any kind of issues with your transmission, well worth the drive to take it up there. The Belrose Tattoo and Piercing, Sean Herman, who is world-renowned, been in 40 magazines at least for his tattoo work, asked to see the cross that he did on my arm. It's incredible. ADC Designs, Titan Race Cars, Alabama Teen Challenge also on there with Metro Glass and Mobile and USFD Racing. You go on to usfdracing.org and you'll be able to find all these shows that we do every Saturday morning a couple hours later. Also, you'll see thanks to our good friend Chance Emmel, Michael Sanford, and Red Dog Reynolds. All those guys have helped Kane Motorsports this year with parts and just a lot of knowledge as well. So still to come, we're going to take it to the dirt track, and it's about the same size as Sunny South Raceway. Hang on, we're going to learn about Flemington Raceway tonight. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and again, Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. All those guys make this show happen. And a big night of racing. This is tonight at Flemington Speedway, one of their signature races. August 1st, it happens all the time, the 6th annual Jared Johns Memorial Derby. Now, one of the guys that has his thumbprint pretty much on that track and does so much for that track and others is NASCAR Ron. And NASCAR, welcome back to the show, man. This is a big race tonight.
Hey, Kane, glad to be a part of the show. We appreciate you having me on with the program. And if you're able to, we're looking forward to having you come visit with us tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll be there. And again, unfortunately, we're doing some fuel work and fuel line work on our vintage. And also, we had a couple little things. We had issues with Sunny South Raceway we're fixing. So we'll have it ready for the big race in August over at Mobile. But tonight, tell us a little bit about this, the 6th annual Jared Johns Memorial Derby. Who was Jared Johns? Tell us a story.
Well, Jared Johns, him and his mom raced with us every weekend. I remember they used to come to the racetrack in an old Chevrolet pickup truck, and he's got a dad, but his dad just don't come to the races as much. But him and his dear mother, Janet Johns, they come to the racetrack every Saturday night, and they always come together. And I tell y'all, and what you hear about this over the years, when people take a battery out of the pickup truck. They take a battery out of the pickup truck, put in a race car, because the battery in the race car ain't no good. It ain't wanting to work right. And I've seen that happen with them. And Jared was probably, he was a little younger than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a correctional officer at the Century Correctional. Over there with the inmates or in Century.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole story on how Jared passed away. I'd be lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an incident apparently occurred, and I'd be lying to you to speculate on the
on the
situation. But he was a big supporter of the racetrack. His mama loved it, and she still loves it to this day.
Awesome.
You talked about it before, Kane. You seen the money that she's posting.
Oh, yeah.
That's a ton of money just for first, second, and third on street stock.
Let's go through that. Neesmith street stock tonight. First place is $1,000. Second place is $999. Third place, $998. I mean, wow. And we were talking off the air. You've got the street stocks, the pure stocks, vintage, mini sprints, which I love as well, and the tuners. And this is like their Daytona 500 at your track. A lot of money, which means usually maybe some torn up sheet metal and some upset, maybe a couple birds flying, you know what I'm saying? What do you expect?
Well, not only that, there's some cars already here from Mississippi that come in last night for practice. Yeah. We had a little over 30 cars here last night for practice. And, I guess the name speaks for itself, and it was big old trophies. You know, and it's like the Snowball Derby pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, and this is one now. Again, if you've never been to the track, it's a bull ring. Tell us about it.
Well, the bull ring was built, I get two different stories. The track was built somewhere back in 1952 is what they tell me, is what the old timers tell me around here. And Mr. James Camel is another driver that come to find out he owns Camel Sand and Gravel here in Century, Florida. A lot of people know him, and he's in his 70s, and he's still going good, and he used to race out there. And, the old track has come a long way to see the upgrades that we've done to the racetrack,
yeah.
The Cole family. I mean, there's been a lot of things added to the racetrack. We got the concrete wall all the way around the racetrack. Now, I come up with the idea, let's see, when was it, about 2 or 3 years? It's been somewhere between 3 and 4 years ago. We call it the fastest bull ring in South Alabama. I come up with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't know how and why, but I guess it's like whenever the drivers come out there, it's a driving ability racetrack. It ain't nothing about speed. It's about it's about having the wheels on the ground and driving.
Yep.
So I guess when you go to the rodeo, and you get in the arena, you better get your butt on that bull and hold on.
That's it. And you know what? That's what's going to happen tonight, because they're going to be leaning on each other, aren't they?
Yes. Well, you know, now we have had some good side-by-side racing. I won't tell a lie about it. We've had some good side-by-side racing at Flemington. Every once in a while, they try to get three wide going in turn three, but that don't normally work.
I've seen them four wide at your track, brother. And sometimes they'll ride up on that wall and still not lift.
we had a car flip a couple weeks ago. Mm. A scary incident, and we spend a lot of time. We get a lot of remarks here lately. I ain't beating nobody up as far as racetrack business.
Sure.
Racetrack business is a serious business to be in as far as for a track promoter, a track owner, and you don't really get rich off a racetrack as other people think you do.
You're doing it out of the love of racing, pretty much.
You do. You pretty well do. And I've had a lot of people come to me in the dirt track racing business and say, Ron, I tell y'all what, y'all are just killing these other little racetracks around here. I says, well, you know, we do a lot of track prep, and it pays off in the long run, mainly on track prep.
I've always seen it's pretty smooth. I haven't seen a lot of chunks in that, and I've never raced on the track, but that'll change within the next couple of weeks, which we're excited about. But, I'm excited about it. FlemingtonSpeedway.com, it's got a smooth surface. How do we find the track for first-time goers?
Well, you know, to my understanding, you can actually click on that website at FlemingtonSpeedway.com. I'm understanding that we got a map over there. You know, I'm 30-something years old, and I'm not a computer person, but to my understanding, there's an extra thing you click on there at FlemingtonSpeedway.com, I believe, Kane. They tell me there's a little map there, and we had a lot of drivers that come in that normally come in from out of town, come from Mississippi, and you know, if you're coming from Mobile, you just stay on 65, and you get off at exit 69, and you turn right, and we're down on the right. And you know, 99% of the race car drivers, a lot of folks think that we get a lot of folks from right here in Bruton and Atmore. We get a handful of folks.
Yeah. 99%
of our spectators and 99% of my race car drivers come from Santa Rosa County and Escambia County, Florida.
Well, they're going to be coming in droves tonight. We appreciate you coming on. We'll be there for sure in the stands, and I'll come hunt you down, and we'll have to talk some racing on that microphone tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about, baby.
That's right.
We appreciate the folks at Full Throttle Racing. Y'all do an outstanding job on keeping everybody posted. I know y'all get more and more people who follows y'all, and always I appreciate you taking time and having me on your show.
No, honor to have you guys on the show. Flemington Speedway is definitely a great facility that'll be rocking tonight. And this is the final show that we'll have at 8 o'clock in the morning. Starting next Saturday, we move the show to 10 a.m. And so all those racers that are driving on Friday, or, you know, race on Friday, and I know you wake up hitting the snooze bar at 8 o'clock listening to the show, you'll actually be in the shop and unloading or getting ready and be able to hear the show a little bit later. So again, a NASCAR run, it's going to be a blast tonight. We'll see you in a few hours, brother.
Hey, Kane, I appreciate you. Take care.
All right, there you go. And again, it's been a great show. Thank you again to Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. Going to be big shows next weekend. Also, thank you, Dustin Long with NBC Sports, right in the thick of it, as he always is, at Pocono. And we wish Johanna Long good luck on her first race in Iowa tonight with Obica Racing. You've got to check them out. And Peyton Sellers used to be the driver there. Johanna now in it. And if you look them up, it's O-B-A-I-K-A Racing, Obica Racing. I think you're going to like what you see. And good luck to Johanna and everybody. And have fun tonight and anywhere you go racing. It's going to be a blast, and we'll see you next weekend. And by the way, Mom, love you.